wanted a kingdom, a facility for sense gratification. And for that reason, he went to the forest, because he was told that only Krishna can satisfy all desires. So he wanted to know, where is that Krishna? So he was told, those who are looking for Krishna should go to Hare Krishna temple. So he went. His interest was not for Krishna. His interest was for facility for sense gratification. But because his desire was connected with Krishna, he eventually became Krishna conscious. That is our advice given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Akarma, sarva karma, moksha, karma, uttara di. For an intelligent person, udara di, even if we are looking for material desires, or we want liberation, or it is for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for an intelligent person, he should go to Krishna. And when he is in Krishna, tivrena bhakti yogena, tivrena bhakti. Dhruva Maharaj, his devotional service was not disturbed by anything else. Although he has material desire, but when he was practicing his austerity, he completely forgot about the desire to own the kingdom. He was completely fixed in Krishna consciousness. As a result of that, Lord Krishna appeared before him. And he regretted. After seeing Lord Krishna, he regretted. What is the meaning of that? Material desires, very dangerous. Sense gratification, very dangerous. Prahlad Maharaj explained how dangerous is material desire, sense gratification. Tate vidu swaratam kati hi vishnu matirna krishna parato satuva mitobi padita griha vratanam adanta gubi bisatam tamishra punna punna charvana charvananam. Matirna krishna parato satuva. Sense gratification would never give one Krishna. Because sense gratification means removing Krishna from the center and placing ourselves in the center, which is not possible for a conditioned soul, or even for a liberated soul. Not possible. Because we have never been Krishna before, and will never be Krishna at any time. We are part and parcel of Krishna, but not Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj said, those who are after sense gratification would never be Krishna conscious, even if they speculate to understand Krishna by themselves, or they ask for food like themselves, or to make conference to understand Krishna, they would never be Krishna conscious. That is the danger of devotionary sense gratification. No Krishna. And for a sick person, how can a sick person enjoy? For one who is sick, they have a severe headache. If you see food, it will be very irritating. Is it not? A sick person cannot enjoy. Therefore, a conditioned soul cannot enjoy. Enjoyment is for liberated souls. Enjoyment is for pure devotees. Those who are completely pure, they can enjoy. So, the greatest sense gratifiers are devotees of Krishna. And Krishna, the greatest sense gratifiers. Look at your house. Look. Look at your prasad. Look at your devotees. And also, see. This one is going to be considered inferior when His Grace Ambarish Prabhu will complete his planetarium. Look at what is Krishna consciousness. No other process can give this except the process of devotional service. So devotees are the greatest sense gratifiers. Even although we have not gone to Vaikuntha, we are already living, we are already enjoying all the facilities of Vaikuntha. Living in the same place with Lord Krishna. Enjoying all the opulences of Lord Krishna. It's already taking place right here. What of after here? So it's only pure devotees can enjoy. Conditioned soul cannot enjoy because we are sick. And a sick person cannot enjoy life. So Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom. And he got it. Because his activities has connection with Lord Krishna. And he regretted, I don't want this again. I want only you. In fact, the envious demigods affected my intelligence and my intelligence became polluted that I couldn't ask for something which is wonderful. But somehow or other, by a causeless mercy, I was looking for something inferior, but I have gotten the best. Therefore, I don't want again. Lord Krishna said, don't worry. I will still give it to you. But as I'm giving it to you, you will never be entangled. Enjoy self-gratification for 36,000 years. You will never be entangled. He gratified his senses without impediments. Even with that, he realized all the activities of the senses in relationship with the body. It is all creations of illusion, illusory energy of Lord Krishna. It's all Maya. Our attempt to enjoy this body. It's illusion. It's a great illusion. Our attempt to enjoy the body, this material body, it's a great illusion. Dhruva Maharaj have realized this. Now he has given it up. Taken to Krishna consciousness fully, he has gone to Bhadrika Ashram to prepare for going back home, back to Godhead. And the Prabhupada said here that Mahabhagavat. He's a Mahabhagavat. And our acharyas have explained Mahabhagavat in three categories. The lowest level are the Muni. Narada Muni served the pure devotees. He said, in that association, although I was a boy, I was very, very attentive. I have unflinching faith in them. In my service with them, there was no duplicity. I was straightforward in my dealings with them. And because of that sincere service, they blessed me. And the very nature of the Bhaktivedanta has become attractive to me. That means that the Bhaktivedanta has planted Krishna in his heart without fire sacrifice. He got bhakti. And he started to practice full devotional service. And Krishna appeared to him and he told him, my dear boy, for this lifetime you won't see me. For a person who is not completely fixed in service will not see me. I just want to encourage you to continue. After this, we will see. Jiva Goswami explained that Narada Muni was still in the mode of goodness. He was enjoying the mode of goodness. He has not transcended the mode of goodness. He was still within the modes. At the lowest level, the second level, Sukadeva Goswami. That level, one has transcended the moods of nature, but has not realized the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the highest level, Narada Muni also. At that stage, he has transcended three modes of material nature, and he has fully realized his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And beyond this, there is also Bhagavad Pradhana. These devotees, their heart have been stolen by Lord Krishna. Like the gopis. They are self-forgetful. In their devotional service, they are self-forgetful. They don't see themselves again. They see nothing but Krishna in their life. So one day the gopis, they were going to the forest, to the river to fetch water. They went in the morning, they go to the bank of the river, they sat down and discussed Lord Krishna for the whole day. In the evening they returned back to the house without water. We're self-forgetful. Bhagavad Pradhana. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give this process. The result of chanting the holy name, the result of chanting the Krishna Prem. So, Prema Pushottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give that process. He came with a garland to garland the whole world. But who are going to wear this garland? They are described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the Paramaveshas, the pure chanters. The process of entering the circle of Paramavesa, or the pure chanters. Is given not by our chanting 64 rounds, not by keeping the four regulative principles. It is given by the representative of Krishna. Who has that? To those who are really sincere, they are following sincerely, They have finished with material desires. They are not looking for only Krishna. For Krishna sitting in the heart will see those who are after his pure love. And he would direct. That is be given. This is a process. So we have to understand the process of devotional service of Krishna. Like Dhruva Maharaj here. He was very fixed, completely forgotten everything external. He knows nothing but Krishna. He was fixed in Krishna. No distraction. In this way he was identified. And Krishna gave him the blessing. He is preparing to go back home. Back to Godhead. So, let us practice our Krishna consciousness in such a way that we will follow Dhruva Maharaj back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there comments or questions?
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. Nice class. I like the point you made about how devotees are really enjoying the most. Just looking at our building, our association, who can say they have friends all over the world? Except for devotees. And even though the karmis, they may see us with this paint, robes, funny haircut, and it appears we are actually must be suffering so greatly, but actually we're enjoying the most. So I wanted to add a point of example of Prabhupada. Most of you probably heard that one time, and I believe it was an airport scene. You can imagine seeing Prabhupada, big kirtan. Devotees must be in bliss. Their faces must be showing so much happiness. Yet this reporter dare ask, "What do you all do for recreation?" So Srila Prabhupada answers, he says, "We dance, we chant, we take prasadam. Our process is nothing but recreation." So I just wanted to bring that point out, highlighting how actually this devotional service is really, externally, it may appear to be something more than that, but actually it's the greatest pleasure. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much. Any other comment or questions? Thank you,
brother. Thank you very much, Maharaj. I didn't quite understand the difference. I didn't between Narada Muni. He was in the mode of goodness, and he realized the Supreme Lord. And then you said Sutta Goswami was. Did he transcend the modes and realize? Do you mind elaborating just a little bit for?
Okay.
My dull intelligence.
Yes, I was explaining that there are two categories of Mahatma, not just one. And I started from the lowest level. Lowest level, I mentioned Narada Muni. Narada Muni two times, the first and also the last. In the beginning, he has not transcended the modes. He was still dealing with the mode of goodness. It is very subtle, but still has something to do with our devotion. Mode of goodness is not pure. So we have to transcend that mode. So in the beginning, he had not transcended that mode. So he couldn't go back and back to Godhead. So that is the lowest level. The mode, he's still within the mode. But those in the second level of Mahatma, Bhagwat, like Sukadev Goswami, has transcended the moods completely. But not fully realized relationship. And then after Narada Muni perfected his life, he came to the topmost level also. another level, he has transcended the three more. He has realized his relationship with Krishna. Full. Then I mentioned the Bhagavad Pradhanas. So there are different levels like that. So we are practicing Krishna consciousness. We should do it to that level.
Thank you, Shri Maharaj, for this wonderful lecture, especially when we're saying that, when you said that the desires, when they're connected to Krishna, somehow will eventually become Krishna conscious. My question is regarding this fact when you said that all body concepts of pleasure are a product of the illusory energy of the Lord. Now, how do we at a practical level keep checking ourselves that when the mind wanders or the intellect wanders, that this sort of sense gratification is a product of illusory energy and stop ourselves?
In the beginning, we should practice under the expert guidance of the spiritual master who is self-realized. So, by his direction, we practice Krishna consciousness by engaging our senses. By engaging ourselves in Krishna consciousness, the senses become purified. Right? For example, we are taking prasada. So, we cannot stop eating. We have to eat. To eat, we eat remnant of Krishna. So the sense of eating is engaged, but in Krishna consciousness. So in that way, the sense will become purified. The sense of eating will become purified. Similarly, the sense of seeing and other senses, if they are engaged in Krishna consciousness, they will become purified. But in the beginning, we should engage our senses under the direction of a pure devotee. Because without the direction, we may think that sense gratification is also devotional service. We mix them up. For example, if I attend